podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
You know what I did yesterday? I bought new tires.
Hey, yes.
Did you mean to?
That's great.
Oh, they were due to get rotated, and I just knew that they had a lot of miles on. I was like, oh, it's time. But what I love about it is you go into the tire store. I'm a guy. I love the smell of tires.
Mm-hmm. It's one of
Are
the
Are you
best.
With me, Jeremy?
Oh, my gosh. And probably this morning when you walked out to your garage and had been sitting in there all night.
Yes, it was all like new car smell. It was new tire smell.
Oh, you huffed it.
Oh,
it's nice.
You two want to take a minute?
It's really good.
You okay?
It was really good for me.
Can I walk down to the parking garage with you today?
Yes, you can sniff them.
Sniff your tires.
They only got to have that smell for about another, 200 or 300 miles.
Yep.
And then it'll be gone.
It's gone.
I Damn should it. Leave the room.
I can't stand up.
Somehow we started talking yesterday about Emily's ears. And
you said they were proportionate.
Yeah, I said that I know people who have really, really large ears. And then I have friends of mine who have really tiny little ears. They just don't look like they don't like their ears stop
right, they
growing.
Never grew up. Yeah.
Their ears stop growing in the womb. You know, they're tiny little ears. And I was just pointing out because Emily had her hair back. So I said, your ears are perfectly proportioned in size for your head. And then you started talking about how you're self-conscious about something about your ear.
Well, yeah, because we were talking about people that you know, with odd ears, you know, and how they're just really self-conscious about it. And I said, well, I'm really self-conscious about my right front tooth. And it's ridiculous. It's not something that I don't think anybody notices. But it was chipped back in my youth. And since then, I've had it like filed and then kind of like, I don't know, the doctor put some sort of like gel junk on there to kind of like build it up to kind of get back to the same level as the left tooth. But the right tooth is just a little bit smaller, like a little shorter, like a gimp leg, except it's a gimp tooth, and I hate it. And I really want to go back to the dentist and be like, hey, fill this puppy in so they can be even.
So
and
you want to elongate the short one instead of just
correct.
Shaving down.
Yeah, because I don't want like
one.
Little baby teeth. God, I don't want to lose like a centimeter.
Little nubs.
So no, I'm super self-conscious about it. That's why like I hate to smile that show mm-hmm. my whole teeth. I just
They're
I,
yellow too.
I thought they were usually they're green. I've been brushing.
Everybody is self-conscious about something. I thought you had something with your inside of your ear that you were talking about too. But
no, those are just dirty. I don't care.
Oh gosh. What about you? What about you? You go.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I've ever told you guys. It made dating kind of hard. I'm kind of self-conscious about it, but I have two anuses.
Just such an idiot. You know,
no, we're just trying to have a
real discussion, and I want to know why that made dating hard.
I was just self-conscious, you know. I always knew it was there. I didn't know, so I got nothing.
I told you about my gimpy tooth, and you come back with this. You mock me.
Two anuses, or is it ani?
You're such a tool,
Dom. Ain't what I? Little thing are you self-conscious about?
I don't even know how we can go on.
Let's
after
take
that.
Calls.
Just ruined everything. We will
no
take
one wants
calls.
To call now and talk to you with two anuses.
My nickname in college, Old Two Anus.
I mean, people think you are just an ass.
Well,
so
all right.
Here's Tammy. Good morning, Tammy.
Hi.
So what is it? It's a little. Everybody thinks you're beautiful, but you only see what?
My nose is kind of crooked, and it goes to the left.
Okay.
Hmm. Is there an injury?
So when
or?
I go to try on glasses, I need to wear glasses, and then they don't sit right. They're kind of going off a little bit to the left.
Oh, so you need to get them adjusted to the right to even it out.
I try. It doesn't work very well. And then it even affects how I wear my hair.
Yes.
I wear it parted to the side, and then I go to one side, and I'm like, does that balance it out, or do I need to go the other side? Oh, no. Does that make it more obvious?
Now, wait a minute.
I get it.
If we were to look at a picture of you, would we honestly see it, or is it just something that is nagging to you?
My boyfriend points it out.
Oh, well, he's a
that's
doll. Just,
that's
kind
nice.
Of a boyfriend's job.
Hey, Tammy.
What's wrong with your nose?
I'm going to make you feel... Have you seen the pictures? Google Tom Cruise and, like, Tom Cruise crooked face. Because you will see that Tom Cruise... Everything
right
on
now.
His face is askew according to his teeth. It's you see it, you can't unsee it.
Hold on. Tom Cruise crooked
you know what?
Face?
What's
Look
up? At Owen Wilson.
Oh, he's
yeah.
got a jacked up nose, yeah.
Mine does not look like that.
Was it an injury, or is that just how it came in?
You know, I don't know. I blame it on my daughter headbutting me all the time.
That might be it.
And just go backwards and bang into my face. And I don't know. I didn't notice it when I was a child.
Well, Lefty, we appreciate you calling the show.
All right.
You have a great day. I did the Google image search for Tom Cruise. I don't see it either.
Okay, I'll find a good one. I'm telling you.
All right, we kind of trust
look,
you.
Look,
here's Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the Dom in the Morning Show. What do you got?
I have a super obnoxious laugh, and like everybody that I talk to, they'll just be like, "Hey, can you like calm down a little bit?"
So, is it loud? Is it boisterous? Or is it just funny sounding?
It's kind of all of those.
How do
like
we?
All of the above.
Laugh. Jeremy, make her laugh.
I don't know what to say.
Tell her
say
you've got
something.
Two anuses.
I have two anuses, ma'am.
And then, well, like if I laugh really hard, like where to the point I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I like go to inhale, and my friends say that I sound like a donkey.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's really bad. So now my friends, now that they know I do it. They get me to the point that they'll do it, and they'll be like, donkey, donkey, do it, do it.
Tickle fight, tickle fight. Do it, donkey.
They take you to a lot of sad movies.
Yeah.
That is the thing. If you ever come across, if you ever have a friend who has a silly or very funny laugh, you do everything you can to try to get it out of them in public. We used to have a coworker down the hall who sounded like a braying donkey, but it wasn't the intake. It was the exhale.
The exhale, yeah.
Yeah, her laugh was, that's how she laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a foghorn or a donkey or something. Oh, Sarah, bless your heart. Thanks for being on this show.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Have a great day as well.
Bye, donkey.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.